Verdi's Il Trovatore is a tale of jealousy, forbidden love, and vengeance. It's also an opera that demands so much of its lead roles that late tenor Enrico Caruso said that all you need for a successful production is the best four singers in the world. But don't say that to LaTanya Moore.
That quote has always driven me crazy. Because it comes with so much weight and so much pressure.
That's true.
You know, woo, what a heavy hat to wear, you know what I mean?
Moore, who came to opera after singing gospel and jazz, is quick to admit the notoriously difficult role was one she long avoided. But as she studied for this month's performances at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., she told me about the layers she uncovered.
This is a chick that's kind of more like Juliet than people give her credit for. She sees this guy. She falls for him immediately. And she's like, I don't care about anything else in the world. I'm committing everything about my life to him. So she gets to be young and youthful,
yeah.
But at the same time, kind of like this strong warrior-like chick, which you're going to see reflected in the staging, in the costuming, and definitely in the way I sing it.
You have to sort of go into your character and check a lot of your own character traits at the door, right? How do you actually do that?
Our job as opera singers is to sing the character into existence.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to do that starts with the words and being able to speak them like a normal human being. I think it's way more important to have a pulse than to just be perfect, you know, and only do what's on the page. And aside from that, I mean, vocally, woo, baby, this is a big mama to sing. My family's very musical. I mean, we definitely did a lot of singing in church, R&B singing. I was a jazz singer when I was younger. When I went to college, I went as a jazz performance major. And they required that we take classical voice lessons. So I go into the opera chorus, and I loved it.
So right away, it wasn't something that was acquired for you.
As soon as I walked in, and I was in the chorus, and we were going through it, and I was just basically an Italian villager in an opera, I Pagliacci, the clowns. And it's so fantastic, this opera. And I was just in the chorus, lowly little chorus girl. But I fell in love with being someone else. Like, this has been the thing more, well, equal to the music that has attracted me, was getting to be a chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, LaTanya from Houston, Texas, could be an Italian villager watching this Commedia dell'arte troupe come through town. And I just felt so, like, I don't know, alive and at home. Now, some people frowned upon it because I had success in the jazz world. You know, I mean, I'd been doing well.
So some
getting
people
awards.
Were trying to dissuade you from going this path?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it's not one that most black singers take.
Yeah.
You know, so they're just like, do you know how hard this is going to be?
Mm-hmm.
The challenges? You're not as good at opera as you are at jazz. You'll be more successful in jazz. You'll go further. But I didn't care, you see, because when it came down to it, what was going to give me fulfillment? And even as a teenager, as an 18-year-old, I knew this. I said, this is what I'm supposed to do. I feel it in my bones.
There are fewer black people in this industry writ large. Does it create more pressure on you?
It does and it doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. When I started into opera, I didn't really think about the fact that I was black.
Yeah.
That didn't matter to me at all because my whole idea was becoming this chameleon and being, you know, someone Italian, being a 15-year-old geisha in Nagasaki, Japan. So for me, it didn't matter what my skin was because this is an art form that's based in suspension of disbelief. The challenge of being a black opera singer, not a challenge, not really.
Yeah.
Because I've seen so many before me. Leontine Price, Shirley Verrett, Grace Bumpery, Marian Anderson. Oh my goodness. You know what I mean? There were so many people that had been doing it. So I was like, I have no obstacles.
But we live in a world where skin color comes up so often because of the history and because of the world where a lot of these operas were written.
I tell you this, very little causes me offense because, I mean, I look at things with open eyes. And I don't take my preconceived notions and judgments and prejudices and bring them into the opera house or into any form of art. Because then you that means you're not embracing it. for a role like Aida, of course it's controversial because there are so many singers that are appropriate for Aida, but they are not physically black.
Yeah.
You know, and they've been painted over the years, you know, to be black. And anyone should be able to go up in any brand of skin and be able to convince you that they're an Ethiopian princess. So the makeup is not necessary. If someone has wanted to do it, I've never frowned upon it, as long as they haven't gone over the line of offense for most people. But if most people are offended, then drop it. You don't need to do it. Convince them with your acting, with your voice. That's our job.
The way you speak about opera is very accessible, too, because I think sometimes it can feel intimidating. I think for a lot of people, they might think that it's not for them, that it's something that the elite watch or listen to. And hearing you describe a character as, you know, she's a dramatic chick or she's, you know, it's just different.
Yes, you know, and it's a shame that that's different, because it should have never gotten to the point to where it was this ditty-titty sort of snobby art form. You know, it's because of the form of music, because they consider it high art, that they have a highfalutin attitude about it. And I'm just like, see, you're closing everybody off, you know, judging them for whether or not they have the mental capacity to accept what opera is. Now, if you don't, you know, present it as this high art and just art for the sake of being art, people will gravitate toward it, you know, because we tell stories about people. This is what we do. We are people performing as people. What's more human than that? That means everybody should be welcome into it. Your mind will grow. Yes, it's high art, I guess, you know what I mean? But it's for everybody. Opera for all.
LaTanya Moore, thank you so much for your time. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you. Same here. Sarà